The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
I think Fionnuala was devastated.
Unyoked?
Yeah, because she
Tyrone
finished.
Or Fionnuala?
She finished and was waiting for you to kick in. And I was going to tell her, look, he's not here. He's in the car park in a DeLorean.
I went outside. Tommy Egtamont, DeLorean. August, Cúig mé imlín nédéig nócan ní.
Éanta?
Éanta!
You were a fish.
Irish and Russian.
We are very Irish and Russian on this show. We tend to speak Irish in a Russian accent. It helps. Okay, right.
You are listening to the lads here from Shutlin, the Irish band you're also famous for their cover of Avicii, Wake Me Up, Oscuelga. So let me get it right. Lead singer Stefan O'Farrell. O'Farrell.
Stefan Janea.
Keith O'Brien.
Yep.
August, hang on. Dachi O'Rua.
And sure.
Hey!
I'm going to get a goal, Doug Lee, on the Hirsch Mosset, Holy Amintor.
Thank you.
Right, lads, so how did this start? How did you go, we'll kind of do this song in Irish? Obviously, it was one of the biggest hits of that year, and you thought we'll have a bash at this.
Exactly, yeah. Well, we've been doing songs like that for a few years in Lurgan, and just this one was the big one that was going at the time. And we said we'd give it a whack, and just turned out very well, you know. It was a great night. Like, 8 hours we had teenagers just guff us a showmer in a big massive room. Kind of Oscailge, Glowers Oscailge, and they didn't even know that they were kind of learning Irish or anything. They were just enjoying the night. Didn't matter if it was Spanish, Chinese, French, German, I don't know, Andorran or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was really, really good night, really special night. And I suppose that's kind of where we kind of started to launch ourselves really from there. So since that,
let's remind ourselves of how it sounds. This is you lads in full swing singing Avicii's Wake Me Up, Oscailge. Dagen kýr a víš Sí maður einn í lerkin að það var að sé Sí táur einn hví Svo lík maður sýr á sún þær Spannum báður í stekkarum Bannum mig kann skrifa að maður Sí mæn Kýrði tróð á einn
How could you not like it, Jenny? It's brilliant, isn't it? It's actually, it would help you to learn Irish without even noticing it.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of, that's better than Irish college, that tune.
So lads, who is that? Is that that choir in the background? Is that a mixture of live performance and studio stuff?
Yeah, it's we got big massive mics in and got all the students gathered around us in different groups, so maybe blocks of about 100 or maybe 50, I can't remember which it was, and just kind of conveyor belted them in and out and got everyone recorded and stuff and threw them up in it. So it was good crack.
So there's 4.5 million views now of this on YouTube.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When that happens, then you go, right lads, we were onto something here. We need to do more. So what's next for you guys?
Exactly. Yeah, we're just after finishing our Kickstarter campaign now, which is going to give us a kick, because for the last few years, myself, Dahi and Kev were primary school teachers, so it was extremely hard to try and balance.
So you are primary school teachers?
Retired now, yeah. What the hell have I got?
Sorry,
yeah.
I actually... No offense.
It's not hard to believe.
You look about 15. I'm like, really? I feel so old.
How old are you, lads?
I'm 25.
Caney Shoe?
Fair 3.
Fair cool. That's 25, 25, 23. Jen, just in case you want to.
I just can't believe that. I feel really old now. Anyway, so the Kickstarter campaign, so you were looking to get 50 grand.
Yeah.
And you did it.
Yeah, we were just absolutely overwhelmed with the amount of support that people have shown.
Mm.
So it enables us now to take this whole kind of task on full time and to push ourselves as a band that is obviously going to be promoting the Irish language that, you know. So our next step is, I suppose, getting our EP together. We have workshops that we're going to be doing in schools during the year. So if there's any schools out there that want a workshop,
I'd say they will. They definitely will.
Yeah, so no, we're just really looking forward to the year and the coming adventure, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's kind of new. It's a different approach to kind of making the Irish language seem just a bit more available and kind of.
And current. I presume did all three of you grow up speaking Irish at home, or was it just in school?
No, actually, funny enough, none of us actually grew up with Irish.
So there's hope for us yet, Nicky.
Yeah, there's loads of hope. Yeah. If there was hope for me, when I was in first year secondary school, I was awful.
Really?
It was just from going
truly.
Off,
awful.
Truly.
Not great.
And does it come naturally to you now? Or like, yeah. Or I often wonder, you know, do you kind of think in English and translate, or are you actually nearly thinking in Irish while you're talking?
Yeah. Well, like, it's literally just like, over the years, I kept going back to Clash of Lurgan, going back to the Gaeltacht, and just kept having great experiences in Irish. And it just completely changes your whole attitude towards the language. And then when I was back in school during the year, I was looking at it a completely different way because I was used to having the crack through Irish now. And
do you know what I love about the Irish language is because it's quite an old language. And when new words come to our vocabulary, like say Twitter or selfie, you just say it in English with a bit of an Irish twang. Like Jenny does a great Eurovision in Irish. Jenny, give us how they say Eurovision on Nocht Osquelga.
Eurovision.
There isn't an Irish word really, is there? How do you say Twitter?
We see Twitter's a brand, like, so you just kind of call it what it is.
Twitter.
Like, you know, in Spain they call it
selfie
Twitter,
like, then.
Feigning.
Oh, is there a feigning?
Can I get a feigning?
Feigning. Very good. I like it. And I love the way we take Newark every 1:30 every day, and we speak to the newsreaders, and I love when we say Ngalov.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know what you said, but we move on quickly. So what's next? You have the money in the bag now, so to make this album. Is the album recorded yet? Is it going to be new songs, or is it covers, or what is it?
Yeah, no, it's going to be our own stuff anyway. We have about a week booked now in August where we're just going to go for a week away and just kind of contain ourselves in a kind of just, I suppose, recording and writing and everything, and get the EP ready to go, and then have it banged out as soon as possible, and then going for the album then next year. So that's kind of the main thing.
We're also going to keep the covers going online and stuff. I think that's important. Like,
is there any covers that we would know quite well that you'd be able to give us a little bash of?
Well, we actually know one song. Like, it's all right.
It's not great, is it?
We'll
not?
See,
but you know the lyrics. You know,
I feel where this is going.
Sometimes songs.
I'm not stupid. I think I know what you're doing. Lads have been rehearsing this, have they? Okay, I'll sit down. So I presume it's a West Side song.
I'll get over yourself. Okay. Would you?
Jeez.
Feed
up.
I want to hear this now.
Which song is it?
Would you tell us what it is in Irish and let's see if we can.
Well, we give you a few ones, Osquelga, and you have to try and guess what they are. In English, all right?
You have a few different ones.
Oh yeah, we have
just
loads.
Don't worry about the microphone there, Nikki.
Are they all Westlife or are they just different covers?
They're all Westlife.
Okay, all right. Let's see if we can get the titles. So, here we go.
Should we start off with a nice easy one?
Okay.
Saisor Sangrian.
Swear it again. No.
Saisor Sangrian. Sangrian.
Get up on the green.
Jenny Green. So green is
evergreen.
So green is sunshine.
Yeah.
Oh, sun.
Caesar.
Seasons of the Sun.
Bravo.
Yes.
Jenny Green 1-0.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. 1-0. Etzel's Ganski Hein.
Fly the wings.
Yo.
Etzel's flying. Come on, Jenny. Keep up. 1-1.
Close score. It's close.
Number 3.
Ivritree.
Ivritree. Tabronar, Nicky. Maligan Wemhu.
Something about Wembley. No. My love? No.
My Ligam Wemhu.
I'm giving you some.
I love that he's a teacher. He's actually explaining to teachers when I was in school.
You can do it, Nikki.
Okay, well. So you're. Take it away or something.
My Ligam. Well, say it again.
My Ligam Wemhu.
Dahi. I'm calling something back. Come back to me. No.
If I let you go.
Yeah. Oh. That's very good. 2-1. Doahane. Okay, Ibrakahid. Sean Zacher, now this is a difficult one. Now you'd be doing well to get this online. None of us got this in the car.
He'd be looking well to get this in English.
The Irish teacher speakers didn't get this. How the hell are we going to get it?
No.
You were in the band, so
if we didn't get it, who made it?
Beagán Baoil.
Something small. Small. Mm-hmm. Small.
Beagán Baoil. You're going to have to help tonight here.
Is it Bop Bop Baby? It's not Bop Bop Baby.
Against All Odds.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, producer Al said Bop Bop Baby. I was like, purposely trying to put me off in your pink t-shirt.
Ardy and Tume.
Something me.
When you're looking like that.
Ardy and Tume.
You raised me up.
Yes.
I beat you.
That was kind of the point.
Lift me, Al.
Another one we have. Last one. Gala Marish Day.
Something, swear it again.
Because Gala Marish Day is Thoris Ta. Ta or grief a goff a len arn ra. It's Ta and three of leve an go brach. Yam, Mishim is Mochrisha Gadjo. Because Gala Marish Day is Thor. Nicky, bring the lads, get them back.
The reunion, listen, we don't need them.
Right,
we don't need them with a three. Okay, I will join you three and there'll be Kilcorum's Gomor. More Kilcorum, big concerts out. It's three arena.
It's arena every three.
Every three. Or pack of croquet.
Should I?
Jenny, what can you tour management maybe? Banishdor.
I'll be the Banishdor.
You'll be the dancer, actually.
August and this jockey.
I think that one's also.
It's Jesus, Eurovision.
Okay, lads, thank you so much for coming into us. Have you any live gigs or anything coming up as well, or no, not yet?
We're in the planning stages of that. We're focusing completely now on getting the EP ready.
When you get the EP done, though, will you promise us one thing? Will you come in and do a live session for us?
100%.
Brilliant.
Shuttle in, everybody. Absolutely fantastic. You know what we need from you guys? We need a liner or squelga. We can get that outside.
Yeah, Ngalav. When I'm in Ngalav, I listen.
Something else you want to say, lads? I can see he's talking about you conferring. It's like Blackboard Jungle.
I know, we're just saying there, like, if we have like one day left in Kickstarter, so if anyone does feel like they want to kind of help us get over the line, because Kickstarter takes 10% away of whatever.
So how do people donate to you to make this album?
Go on to kickstarter.com and just search Sheolinn, S-E-O-L-I-N-N, and there's all different rewards and stuff you can select there as well. So
that's, I would imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, would there be big interest for you guys, let's say in America, where there'll be a lot of Irish and stuff, and for live gigs and things like that?
Yeah, like the diaspora abroad is a big target of ours as well, so we hope to get across to America now next year and we want to do a very wholesome approach, try and get everyone involved and stuff, you know, bring Irish language to people. I guess Rudy Mershon, so Thomas, you still go more like Olga Merica Freshen.
Shulin, Kurv Mahagat.
Kurv Mahagat.
Slant!